The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. Tonight at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts at 5 o'clock, it's their monthly, rather weekly, Uncorked program. And the music is going to be provided by the New Orleans Jazz Machine, which is headed by Carlisle Johnson. And the whole band is in our studio for this hour to play some live music for us and give a preview of tonight's program. And I'm really looking forward to it. Hope you are too. It's live and local on FM 90.9. And that was Donaldson and Kahn's Makin' Whoopee with the London Sinfonietta, led by Simon Rattle, and Harvey and the Wallbangers. The high tenor solo was sung by Johnny Griffiths here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us on the show today. Also joining us, and we're very glad about that, are Carl Johnson, Russ Spence, Barry Wagner, Bill French, John Tubbs, and Gary Payton. They represent the New Orleans Jazz Machine. And I have heard pieces of you guys in different locations, but I don't think I've not heard this whole particular band. Carl, is this the usual lineup?
Pretty much.
Is there such a thing as a usual lineup?
Definitely. These guys are really pretty loyal, dedicated, and all of the above. And they show up all the time without me calling them. And John sitting in for Josh Wallen because Josh has to work. And I guess the rest of us are off today.
Yeah, a bunch of retirees, right? No, not exactly. Ooh. Well, I know, Carl, you retired ages ago, and you don't look any older than you did when you retired, which was pretty young then.
You can say that, but yeah, it was 16 years ago.
Yeah.
My wife let me retire early.
She let you?
Well, you have to get permission to do.
Well, especially if you're especially if you're letting her still work.
No.
She retired too?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was nice. And I enjoyed my job. I had the nice little kids at Edison. And since then, I tried to put some time in on this. Until the other day, I kind of did my Superman thing and failed. But fell off my roof. But my
wife, I was hearing about that.
And my wife got me going again and keeps me going. I don't know if she likes it that way. I should have stayed off the roof, she says. But I was doing my chores.
Yeah, because you're going to hang around her more. Her more. Well, Carl mentioned the nice little kids at Edison. He was, for a long time, the band director at Edison Middle School. And before that, briefly at Franklin. And before that, in Flint, Michigan.
I did that, too.
I think. And then at Eastern.
Do I remember that right? There in the lab school.
I read this interview in the Champaign-Urbana News Gazette that you did just a couple months ago, which was a nice little interview, and I stole a quote from there, which I'll bet is something you tell people with great regularity, which is how long you've been wanting to play the clarinet. You had wanted to play the clarinet.
Well, I was a little kid when I started, and I probably shouldn't have because I didn't have all my teeth, but my mother let me do it, so I did it.
And it's been with you ever since. And you picked up the sax. You credited a wonderful musician in our community a number of times in that interview, Dan Perino.
Yeah, I've known him probably for over 50 years. When he first came to Quincy, I was in junior high school. And he did everything. Say, hey, keep playing. You can do this. Gave me a saxophone. But I'm still a clarinet player. And played in the orchestra, the Prey Ensemble with you.
Yeah, for a long time. Yep. We still miss having you there.
You got to practice.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing about Carl. He doesn't want to practice, and he doesn't want to be tied down, right? You want to go see your grandkids and your son and play
run
gigs here
trains.
And there and run the trains, yeah. And make a lot of music. Well, without any further small talk, let's hear a tune because I've been really excited for this hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Safe.
Well, as New Orleans Jazz Machine. What was the name of that tune,
Carl? I found a new baby.
I found a new baby. And the performers in the group, Carl Johnson on clarinet, Russ Pence on the trumpet, Barry Wagner the trombone, Bill French piano, John Tubbs bass, and Gary Payton on the drums. And, you know, I was thinking while listening to that, as I occasionally think about when listening to Dixieland music, are the relatively few friends that I have who say they don't like jazz. And usually the reason is it seems so chaotic. And it always strikes me that the Dixieland, although I find it difficult to imagine that anybody wouldn't like it, it seems especially chaotic, but in such a marvelously fun way. I mean, everybody's really doing his own thing within the confines, somehow, of the chord structure.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the clarinet wailing away, which is kind of a signature of Dixieland, and the trumpet doing his thing, and the trombone, and of course the bass, the rhythm section keeping the time. But how do you keep track of where you are in all that mess?
Often we don't.
Is that the secret? Don't bother.
I follow Russ.
And yet you're the one, actually, this is where it would have been another occasion where it would have been a lot of fun if this were a television show, because Carl is over here giving all kinds of hand signals and occasionally whispered signals to different players, like, we're going to do this that time. And so tell us a little bit about what your sign language was all about, Carl.
Well, this is a one.
He's holding his first finger.
The key, or one time.
And how do you know which?
Well, we usually don't use this one for the key. That would be G, but down is F.
So now he's pointing a finger down.
Two
fingers down.
B flat, three E flat, four A flat, and sometimes Bill will play a solo, and we have to limit him sometimes, you know. Or I say, hey, I've played too much. Let's hear somebody else play. So I'll do a one or we'll do this.
He's sort of swirling his finger in the air.
Keep going. Do another chorus. And that means stop.
He's got the fist up in the air.
So if you see us tonight and we do these kind of things and the guys aren't following with their eyes open, that's when we have a disaster.
Well, I did see that. I mean, Barry was in the middle of a solo on the trombone and had his eyes closed. He was totally into it, and Russ had to knock him on the shoulder, said, pay attention here, Carl's trying to tell you something.
I was telling him to play one more chorus.
Yeah.
We make our arrangements as we go.
Well,
that's
what
this is all about.
I'm getting that impression, yeah, which is, I mean, I think that's got to be a blast to do that. I mean,
and we can change it so we're not locked into a box.
Yeah, well, and these songs could just go on and on and on.
Absolutely.
You could do one tune for just about the whole night if you want.
Well, sometimes we do.
Well,
but
and then, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's the fun thing. You get to create on the job, and no job is ever the same. Sometimes the guys aren't the same. So we're kind of listening to see what the soloist is doing. A couple of these tunes will play backgrounds.
Yeah, I saw you you motioned to Russ there, Carl, and then you guys just sort of faced at each other and did this kind of background duet.
Russ is really good at that.
You know. Background? A trumpet player in the background?
Unheard of.
Yeah.
He controls his ego.
I can introduce you to some people I'd like to get that question. And John Tubbs, you're the fill-in guy for this particular gig. How often have you played with them, and how easy is it to get into the mix?
Oh, Carl calls me about once every 3 months or so, because his other bass player, Josh, is a great bass player and right around town, so I don't get the opportunity too often. But you talked about Carl's hand signals. You talked about, you know, it's sort of a standard New Orleans kind of repertoire, and if you understand the repertoire, it's knowing the dialect, it's knowing the language, so you can jump right into the conversation. I played in a band called Phil and the Philharmonics up in Madison, Wisconsin, where I came from. Played the same tunes. Now, a little different feel, because we got that north of the border sound in Wisconsin.
Focus.
Focus. But, you know, it's a conversation.
Actually, I like that analogy. I mean, if you speak the language, then you can jump in. Even if you might be from the South, mm-hmm. but you're still speaking English to somebody from New York, and you can understand each other. I like that. I was a little surprised that you're doing an electric bass instead of upright bass.
It's all about parking. Is
it? I have a feeling that is actually the answer.
That is actually the answer.
But Josh plays.
What does he
electric bass.
He plays electric.
Does he?
Yeah. Last time I played with Carl, I played the upright, but just today because of being at my office on campus here and then driving up here quick and driving back, you know, didn't want to be lugging a bass up five flights of stairs at Bevere Hall and back down and everything else. So,
see, I'm not prejudiced. He can play. As long as the guys show up and these musicians are some of the best guys in town or
yeah,
any
I know
place.
It. I know it.
So as long as they show up and they play, it's fun. It's great.
I'll bring my wash tub bass next time, Carl.
Hey, whatever you do. You know, I've had guys show up with lipstick on and fingernail what? Polish and that sort of stuff. That person was particularly apologetic. I said, just sit down and play, man. Just play. And, yeah, it's fun.
So what did he apologize for?
Well, he didn't have time, I guess, from another gig to take off his you know, to disrobe or whatever he had to do for our gig. But
do you have pictures to share? Good thing it's not
bad.
TV in that case.
All right,
it's Carl Johnson and the New Orleans Jazz Machine playing tonight at the Krannert Center at 5 o'clock. And you can see those hand signals live and, of course, hear a full set or two of their music. And we're just giving a teaser here. You're listening live and local on FM 90.9.
Do that to James Van Ball. Gary's. Oh, he's got it. Oh,
thank you.
at the Jazz Band Ball, played by the New Orleans Jazz Machine, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Like I said earlier, I don't know how anybody can not like this stuff. This has got to be some of the happiest music there is Dixieland. But, Carl, the group plays more than Dixieland, right?
We'll play
mostly Dixieland.
Lots of different things. I mean, I think some of the guys like to do strictly traditional, do the Dixieland as a traditional group. I kind of like to mix it up. Like, we let guys like John or Josh play the electric bass. Once in a while, I'll bring in, or Bill will do some things, and maybe you, well, I like that solo you just played. I don't know if the guys did that so much in the old days or not.
Now, what do you mean? What do you mean by do that so much? What was that?
He did a solo without the rest of the band, without the rhythm section.
And that's because you told him to.
You ought to hear him go. I mean,
I've heard him go.
I love him. Just
I
do
heard
that
him
kind
go.
Of thing.
He's a wonderful piano player.
Yeah, and so sometimes we'll do a stop time, and the drummer will play a couple. Licks like that during
now,
the solo.
Now, what is a stop time?
Well, we'll play a chord.
Want to demonstrate stop time for
yeah.
you?
Yeah. What tune do you want to do?
Just a few bars of stop time. What is that, B flat?
Yeah, that was a B flat. One, two, two,
I guess it probably helps to know the tune that you're doing that in the context of.
Yeah, that wasn't
the
tune.
I got the idea. Yeah, exactly.
We're not in a context.
Yeah, that's right. No, you know, I've heard that many times, but I didn't know that's what it was called, though. I'll try to remember that for the next time. Maybe I can educate somebody if they ever ask. What's stop time? I heard about it on your show.
And anybody can do it. I mean, I could have John do it or Barry, not just the drummer, although you're sticking your neck out when you do stuff like that.
Because you don't know what the solo's going to come up with. Or
you have to figure out what you're going to do.
Yeah, you're all by your lonesome and you want
yourself.
To sound good.
Yeah, you don't want to get hung up.
And you have just a bar, basically, to play something. Bar
or
two,
sometimes
right?
You can stretch it out and do every four majors or two majors or whatever.
And you probably have a hand signal for that.
I think you just keep your eyes and ears open and see what the guy's going to do. That's really what happens here. The guys are listening. You know, wherever we are, sometimes the context, the acoustics of the room makes it sound different, feel different. Or you got mics in front of you.
Like right
speaker.
Now.
You know, most of us have done this kind of thing, but, you know, at noon hour, I don't know.
Gary Payton is a drummer for the group. I've seen your name attached to so many different kinds of bands. Talk a little bit about the range of music that you have played and what are some of your favorite styles.
Well, I started playing drums in grade school and played mostly in school bands and that sort of thing. But the first time I became interested in jazz, I started playing 40s and 50s stuff along with my father's records. He had a lot of big band records and that sort of thing. So that's where I entered it and worked up more progressively through music like Herbie Hancock's music and that sort of thing. But a few years ago, I started feeling the need to, I know it's a cliche, but to go back to my roots and find out exactly, you know, what that was about. And the thing that got me doing that was I was thinking, you know, when you listen to Glenn Miller's band play In the Mood, it really swings. It really works. You listen to modern bands play In the Mood and there's something missing. And I was trying to find out what that was. So I started going back and looking at the different styles, and so I've ended up playing a lot more trad music now than I did originally.
Trad meaning traditional?
Traditional, yeah.
What, did you find out what was missing?
Yes and no. One thing that's missing is the excitement. You know, when those guys played that tune, they really meant it. And these days, a lot of times, the band's playing a wedding or something like that, and they stitch a chart, and they get through the chart and go on to the next one.
And it's kind of perfunctory, like it's their job?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, a lot of times.
Somebody wanted this tune, so okay, let's play that tune.
Yeah.
That's kind of too bad.
Yeah, it is.
And what do you think is needed to maybe inject the life back into it? Or is it beyond hope with modern bands?
That's a big question. I think the thing that's needed is for the person to really want to play.
That would help in just about any
yeah.
aspect of life, I guess.
Yeah.
How does it feel, Gary, to be a drummer in a group with another drummer, by whom I mean Bill French?
Because
he's not only a pianist, but he's also a drummer.
Gary's a piano player. Yeah.
Are you really? I didn't even know that.
Gary's a piano yeah. player.
You're playing piano.
Well, then the question goes to both of you.
We played together both ways.
Yeah.
I have tremendous respect for Bill's playing, and, you know, there's no competition going on. It's, you know, because Bill's another person that comes to the gig to play, and that's the most important thing, and that's what you do.
Well, I was thinking about just the sense of time. I mean, knowing that, I mean, you're keeping the main time, but you also have a pianist who's keeping really solid time. I mean, a pianist is supposed to anyway, but when you have the skills of being a drummer, I would think that would make a little bit of difference in how you play. And then I guess likewise, if you're playing drums, but you also play the piano, you might be a lot more attuned to harmonies than you would otherwise be.
I think it helps a lot, yeah. It helps me anticipate what the piano player is going to do and what kinds of things and what means what and that sort of thing. But as far as the time's concerned, everybody's keeping the time.
Sure.
I mean, it's not... The old saw that it's the drummer that keeps the time is, in my view, that's not as true anymore. I mean, everybody is responsible for it.
Well, you usually refer to the rhythm section, which is drum, piano, and bass, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's how it originated, more or less, but I'm sort of for drummer's lib. Everybody is supposed to help.
I like that. I got to ask you one question about your drum set. It looks like it's got a history to it. It is the most mismatched drum set I've ever seen.
it has a lot of history to it. The bass drum is from my 1971 Ludwig Bebop kit, which is what I use for most of my jazz gigs. The tom here is an old field drum, snare drum, that I've pressed into service as a tom-tom. The snare drum is a fairly old Gretsch drum that someone gave me. The cymbals, this is an old cymbal made by Istanbul Company, which was formed from people that worked at the old Zildjian factory in Turkey. This is an old Zildjian-made cymbal that they made for a drum company and sold it under a different name. I found this on eBay a while back.
That's a real small cymbal there.
But it's a beautiful cymbal. It's got such a range. Well, anyway, don't get me started on that. So, all these cymbals were pretty much picked for this kind of situation.
Yeah, well, it sounds great. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. The New Orleans Jazz Machine is on the show with us. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, where visitors of all ages can uncover and discover the wonderment of America's musical past through guided tours Monday through Friday at the University of Illinois. More information is at SousaArchives.org.
You were talking about the excitement that people bring to a job that maybe some of the younger guys don't have. I was lucky to hear some of the big old bands. I won't call Duke Ellington old, but I just remember the first time I heard him live, and it was right here at Cranard, 73-74. And I felt like I went to heaven from the time the first note was played until the end of the concert. It was just such a sound. And the kids these days don't have that opportunity to have heard, say, the Duke Ellingtons or the Count Basies or even the Maynard Fergusons live, you know, like in Huff Jim. I remember just sitting there and just being in awe of the sound and the musicianship and the music, the whole thing. So if the kids, the only thing they can do now is listen to records, and I know they do. They sit in with other guys, you know, the old guys. And my son came up to me once and said, "Who's this job with, the old guys?" He was talking about me. Well, of course. Well, so there's something about being able to, we used to sit in with guys more. I know the Iron Post does a great job these days giving kids a chance to play, or the university kids. Sure. You know, most of us probably started junior high, high school, sitting with the old timers. And no matter what they played, that was the way you did it. Whether it was right or wrong, and of course, when they did it, it was always right. And so, you know, coming up, I had a chance to sit next to guys. Or I remember even the first time I saw Louis Armstrong, I didn't really like him. I didn't know what I was seeing.
I have to say the same thing, you know, I felt about Louis Armstrong. I thought, he's not even all that good a trumpet player, technically speaking. But then, you know, the older I got, I also felt that way about, in classical music, Mozart. Mozart would bore me to tears when I was younger. Now I'd almost rather, well, I can't say I'd rather listen to Mozart than anything else, because I wouldn't, but it's a whole different sense of it now. And the same thing with Armstrong, and he's just about my favorite singer, I can say that. Yeah, and he doesn't have a voice.
His style.
And yet he's a wonderful singer.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, the way he puts over a song. Yeah, he's a true genius. And probably people, I didn't realize it. Why, I can't. I don't know if it's really true. Until Wynton Marsalis said it. And I remember seeing Wynton when he was probably 20 years old. And, you know, and he was so hot then. And, of course, they come from the tradition where music is alive and vibrant. And
oh, he's from New Orleans, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, you said, you know, you heard Ellington, you felt like you went to heaven. There's something about playing Dixieland that is such a cultural thing that included, you know, when somebody would die, you would play this kind of music. You would play happy music at somebody's wake in that culture.
When they were leaving the cemetery, when they do what they call cutting the body loose.
Yeah.
When the funeral procession went in and turned a body, and then when they were leaving the cemetery, then the brass bands would kick up to the happy.
Yeah, and they wouldn't, you know, not playing the dirge, you know, they're not playing
the
old.
Dirge was inbound.
Even before then. And after that, whew, there you're going. All right, well, let's have another tune.
Hey, let's start it with Russ. And this is a tune that's been around for years. And do you know who's written by? Well, maybe I should tell you the tune. Georgia.
It wasn't Hoagie, was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Hoagie Carmichael. Okay. Yeah. And everybody
sung. Inventor of the sandwich.
Everybody. Hey, Bell's going to give us a little bit of an intro. Thank you.
Russ Bentz on the trumpet solo, and we also heard Barry Wagner on the trombone. Soloing also with Bill French, piano, and behind everybody else, Carl Johnson, clarinet, John Tubbs, bass, and Gary Payton on the drums. It's the New Orleans Jazz Machine. They're going to be playing tonight at 5 o'clock, a free program. It's part of the Krannert Uncorked Thursday evening series, Krannert Center in Urbana. And it's Piccadilly providing the beverages this particular week. And if you go to the Krannert website, you can even find out just exactly what they're going to be serving, which you might be interested to know in advance. Let me tell you about some other events that are going on the next couple of days. There's an awful lot of them going on right now. Wonderful summertime of entertainment. The GI Jukebox is a military-style review, a musical review at the Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield. That's tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 6 o'clock, and Sunday for brunch time. Honk, the children's musical based on The Ugly Duckling, is at the Actors Rural Theater Company in Tuscola tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, I believe, at 7 o'clock. And the University of Illinois Summer Band is going to be on the UVI Quad in Champaign-Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. That's a free program. The musical Annie is in Sullivan, Illinois, at the Little Theater on the Square. That's at 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. Shakespeare's Macbeth is being put on by the Lunette Players at Stratford Park Bible Chapel in Champaign. That is tonight at 7 o'clock. And I think they're playing elsewhere in the weekend as well. Shakespeare, yeah, also tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And then it's Shakespeare's The Tempest at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. That's at Ewing Manor in Bloomington. And then it's The Merry Wives of Windsor at the Shakespeare Festival Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Big Blue Stem is playing at the Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood tomorrow night at 5:30. The Miller Park Summer Theater in Bloomington is presenting Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat tomorrow. Sorry, my calendar here doesn't show a time. Pontiac Municipal Band is playing in the Courthouse Square tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Rantoul Theater Group presents One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. The last performances are this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock, and I believe there's a Sunday matinee. And finally, it's Wipeout. Oh, there's two more here. Wipeout, Danville Light Opera Youth Musical at the Danville Area Community College Bramer Auditorium. That's 7 o'clock tomorrow and Saturday. And Jesus Christ Superstar is being presented at the Muni in Springfield tomorrow night at, it says 8:30. I hope that's correct. 8:30 and probably on Saturday as well. 8:30 on Saturday. Lots of things going on. Let me know about your events or your organization that we can get on our show here. Just write to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar@illinois.edu. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and more from the New Orleans Jazz Machine. What do we got next, Carl?
Let's do a tune called San. And I wish I could tell you more about
San?
That tune. S-A-N.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll have to get my historian to get to work on this.
Barry's going to do a vocal on the second chorus.
He's going to sing?
Yep.
All right, then.
He gets extra money for that, right, Barry?
Oh, sweetheart Lona, my darling Lona, why have you gone away? You said you loved me, but if you loved me, why did you act this way? If I had ever been untrue to you, what you have done would be the thing to do. But my heart aches, dear, and it will break, dear, if you don't come back home to San.
Called San, played by the New Orleans Jazz Machine. Barry Wagner on the trombone and vocal. Any chance it's like short for San, one of the San towns, San Francisco, San Diego? San
it goes back to the Sheik of Araby type of period in the country, and I'm not nowhere versed in all what happened, but it has to do with the desert.
Without the D on the
end. Yes. Yeah.
Are you making that up?
No. No, no. No, no, San was like a sheik. I'd have to go back and refer to the sheet music to get the whole story, and with the verse and the chorus. That
Or Google.
But there's a story.
Or Google.
I don't think it's probably too old for Google.
Everything's on Google.
Wikipedia.
maybe not. Well, Barry, you can investigate that and let me know the answer later, because I met you yesterday for the first time on the telephone.
Sure.
Talking about the Tony Barron Orchestra, which you're the director of?
That's correct.
And that's a dance band?
Yeah, it's a dance band. It's a 9 or 10 piece, depends on the engagement, dance band. And we've been in existence for 42 years, played 35 states and Canada. And I inherited this band. I played with Tony. Tony passed away about 11, 12 years ago. And he left me the band, and we've carried it under his name and same style for all these years. And it's been a real pleasure. But we are what I call a hardcore dance band. We play all the foxtrots, the waltzes, the tangos, all the Latin rhythms, waltzes, polkas. But we play for ballroom dancers. That's our claim to fame.
It sounds like a blast.
And I think we do a very good job. We're kind of like Survivor. We're in one of the last of the Mohicans that are actually out there really doing this. But we were considered a territory band, and you know, with playing in 35 states in Canada, that's, you know, we travel all
that's
over.
That's pretty big territory.
Very big territory. Due to economics, availability of musicians, finances, lack of ballrooms, that has greatly diminished. We're basically working 3 or 4 states now.
And do you ever let any of these guys play in that band?
Oh, absolutely. Carl's played on the job. Mr. French, the very capable Mr. French, has held down the piano post and done well. And I pick up some guys. I've got a nucleus that I carry with that band.
Well, you're going to be playing, I think, the homecoming dance on the U of I.
Right, the Alumni Association wanted to resurrect the homecoming dance here on campus. So Friday night, October 22nd, we're going to play over at the Campbell Alumni Center for a homecoming dance here at the U of I. Because I believe it's the number, but it's an anniversary of the 100th anniversary, I believe, of homecoming.
Some big
here
one.
On campus.
Yeah.
So
we'll talk to you more about that when we get close to that date. But I'm looking forward to that conversation, and it'd be great to hear that kind of a band again. Mr. French, since he referred to you that way, tell us about some of your varied experiences, not only around here but also some of the other bands you've played in around the country. You've had some great.
Well, that's been. That I did that for quite a few years, but recently I've just been hanging here, and I think I've been playing in this band for at least 10 years, maybe more. I'm not sure. I lost track of the time.
Probably maybe more like 20.
Maybe 20. Yeah. I told you.
Well, and that overlaps a couple other things, but
yeah.
Well, I know you play also with Little Oi on the Prairie drums.
That's
that group.
Right. Yeah, that's a klezmer band, and I think
Actually, we played up here
on the show,
once or twice,
yeah,
on
right.
your show.
Only
yeah.
once.
Only
need
once.
Need to do
yeah.
it again. Only once so far.
Yeah.
Need to do it again.
Yeah.
Russ, what are some of the groups you've played in over the years?
Well, mainly just local guys. I've played with Carl since the 70s, yeah. Carl and Barry and I were together for years with Dan Farino in the Medicare group, a lot with Woody Woodward, with Donnie Heitler. Years ago, I had my own bands in the Ramada Inn when it was a hopping place here, and at the Ground Round and other places like that. They weren't Dixie bands, but a little more modern. Or you
know. Johnny Rinaldo, man.
Well, Johnny Rinaldo,
Johnny
big
Rinaldo.
Band. I forgot about that. That was a great yeah. band, yeah.
What kind of band was that one?
There was a big band playing more jazzy kind of things. More of a Count Basie kind of a band, yeah.
Great
what,
band.
What do any of you think are the up-and-comers in our community right about now?
Musician-wise?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My hero is Jeff Helgeson. I think
yeah,
Jeff Helgeson is the greatest guy
yeah, I mean, people
in the
who
state.
Are, yeah, either people who are playing or groups that you've heard right now. That's
from my instrumentation, Jim Pugh. He is, as far as I'm concerned, hands down, the number one consummate trombone player in this country, not mm-hmm. only in jazz, but in classical. And we are blessed here at the university to have someone his talent. And plus the jazz program at the school. I'm very much a supporter of that program. Chip McNeil, Chip Stevens.
Yeah, they're bringing
Glenn
up a
Wilson
lot of youngsters that are, yeah, they're really doing the job.
And they're doing well by the students. And you can hear it in the students' performances. I was fortunate enough to attend some of the performances at Krannert at the end of semester. And it's just beyond belief some of the talent that they're producing here at the university.
There's a bass player we've had on the show several times in four different types of bands. Chris Nolte, any of you guys work with him? He strikes me as
yep.
being extremely flexible
yeah.
and a very good
yeah.
player.
He's heading to New York.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. He got his DMA, and I heard he, through the grapevine, he rented an apartment in New York. So.
Well, I hope he plans to make some money
to pay
the New York rent.
Well, now, John's played rock and roll. He plays country. He plays jazz. He plays Dixie. He's a multifaceted kind of a guy, too.
Tell us a couple of the groups that you play in.
Well, since I had a kid a few years ago, I'm kind of semi-retired from active bands, but I've co-formed the Virtues, a jump blues band, sort of like 1940s, early 50s kind of sound. Played a long time with the Impalas here in town. Started the Javelinas with who's been on the show in the past, not
yep.
without me, with Bruiser Rumney. And then back when I was in Madison, probably the biggest thing I ever did in my life was a band called Paul Black and the Flip Kings, and we actually it's a crazy name for a very ferocious blues slide guitar player,
yeah.
and we were fortunate enough to be signed to House of Blues Records and did a CD that did quite well back in the mid-90s, actually charted on the Billboard Blues charts. The album's called King Dollar, and that was fun. Took me to L.A. and other places to do gigs. And
you play not only bass, you also play guitar and
well, you,
mandolin and what all else?
Yeah, well, with Kevin, yeah, I've done some CUTC theater things where, yeah, I've played guitar, mandolin, bass, both electric and acoustic guitar. We did Fiddler on the Roof together. We did Grease together, all sorts of different things. So I'm a violinist. So
oh,
that's I didn't know that.
That's what
first
I
time hearing
that's
that.
What I started my degree in college, but the bass lured me away.
Do you still play that at all?
It's painful.
Probably for both you and the listener, is that what you're saying?
The whole household.
Well, Josh Walden started on violin.
That's
did he really?
That's
way
true.
Back.
That's
he
very
says
true.
When he was in the fourth grade.
Yeah.
John used to have a business card that said low frequency specialist. I don't know if he still has it.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you do the lows and the highs and the in-betweens. Well, it's a nicely, incredibly versatile bunch here we've got in our studio right now, and I'm really grateful that you all came in to play, and we'll have to do it again sometime. New Orleans Jazz Machine here on Live and Local. They're going to be playing tonight at 5 o'clock at the Krannert Center at the Uncorked event. That is a free program, and you can hear their whole set. And who's coming on tomorrow's show? Well, tomorrow's show ought to be interesting. A group that I'm part of called the Audiophile Music Society of Champaign County, which sounds terribly pretentious. But seven of us guys are going to be sharing some of our favorite music with you during the hour. So that ought to be a lot of fun. Take us out, Carl.
Hey,
Let's do a thing that we have a lot of fun with called Second Line. Gary, let's start it.
Support for today's broadcast on FM 90.9 comes from Radio Maria in downtown Champaign. Along with their dinner menu, tapas are served every evening until 2 a.m. Lunch also served on Friday from 10:30 to 2:30, and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Information on menus and wine and beer lists is at RadioMariaRestaurant.com. And we have support from Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines for serious collector to the first-time buyer. This Saturday's wine tasting from 2 to 6 p.m. features a lineup of wines all from France. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYLL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville.